Good morning, Your Honors. I'd like to start by talking about whether battery is a crime of violence. I think that will take a very short period of time.
I think you should start with the appeal waiver.
All right. I'll do that.
appeal waiver.
I suggested he start with the appeal waiver.
Oh.
Okay. It's our position that Jay Stevens had a conflict of interest and that in negotiating the appeal waiver, Jermell Thomas received no benefit, and that under those circumstances, the appeal waiver should not be enforced.
You agree our court's review would be for plain error, don't you? Our review would be plain error here. Hasn't moved to withdraw his plea.
So. Yes, right. That's correct. I mean,
into plain error.
Right. It would be a plain error standard in. As far as whether the appeal waiver is effective or not, right?
Well, the record isn't really developed on the issue of the attorney's conflict of interest. Wouldn't you rather preserve that issue for collateral review?
If what we have here will not support it, I think that that dismissing the appeal and having them go forward with a collateral attack would be appropriate. But if there is enough here to support it, then I think reaching the merits of the appeal makes sense.
But you have to tell us what you want us to do. You can't just give us, either you preserve the issue or you withdraw the issue. Look, the record doesn't tell us when the attorney learned of the conflict. It appears to be approximately 6 weeks after the plea deal was negotiated and the change of plea hearing occurred. I mean, he's never moved to withdraw his plea.
He's attacking the appeal waiver under the provision of the waiver that says if in connection with the negotiation of the waiver of appeal there is a ineffective assistance of counsel, then it falls within the exception that's contained in the plea agreement rather than saying I didn't possess the gun. So I think that's
so the part. I've got to get it straight.
Okay.
Are you persisting in bringing the issue now?
I am asking this court to rule on the question of whether the appeal waiver is valid or invalid on the basis of the record is as it stands. And I am also asking that if the court determines that at this juncture we cannot reach the merits of the appeal, then to dismiss the appeal, and that, in my view, would clear the way for a 2255 petition.
Maybe I can't have it both ways,
as I said about 2 minutes ago.
All right.
You have to make a choice.
Well, I think that then the choice would be to let him pursue his collateral, his collateral attack on it, because there certainly is, and there's more that could be developed that isn't part of the record.
Okay, so you're withdrawing that argument.
No, I guess I have to. I mean, you've told me.
You don't have to do anything.
No.
But if that's the course you want to choose, it's not unusual in this court for that to happen. In other words, withdraw it and then go forward with your collateral. that's...
Right. I mean, you've told me that...
We're trying to help.
I understand. And so, I presented the idea, which you have told me that I have to withdraw it if I want to pursue a 2255 petition. So I think that's really the course of action that I have to take.
Okay.
I mean, I understood cases like Woolley as saying that that when the appeal was dismissed because they found the appeal waiver to be effective, that the opportunity to go forward with the 2255 petition remained. But I certainly have to pay more attention to what this court is saying than my interpretation of Woolley.
If you lose on this thing, that wouldn't be the case, would it? In other words, if we find the waiver valid,
if you
pursue this issue and we ultimately find the waiver valid, then you're out of luck.
Then it's over.
But that's not what you're doing.
That's not no, because I believe that there's more that's not in the record, and that's what we'll have to do.
Okay.
And Holler, doesn't leave much for you to do, I guess. We'll hear what you have to say since you came all this way.
Thanks. Thank you, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. David Holler on behalf of the United States. I think that essentially everything here has either been withdrawn or can't be reached because the appeal waiver, at least at this juncture, remains valid. So to the extent, I mean, I had sort of viewed him as the defendant as making both an ineffectiveness argument and just the bargain is unfair argument. And I think that Woolley and the legion other cases that we cited would establish that the former argument is not going to suffice under this court's precedent. So I guess to get the full benefit that I can at this juncture of the appeal waiver, I would ask to just stand on the brief and ask this court to dismiss the appeal. But if the court has any questions about anything, I'm more than happy to entertain them. Thank you, Your Honors.
All right. We show the waiver argument withdrawn and... Stevens, you can pursue whatever relief you think appropriate. Thanks to both counsel.
Do I understand that the court is dismissing the appeal without prejudice? Or?
Well, we'll just show it as withdrawn.